This morning, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art announced a significant gift that will allow thousands of school children the opportunity to visit after the official opening of the museum on November 11th. The Willard and Pat Walker Foundation gift of $10 million pays schools for the transportation to and from the museum, a meal from 11, the on-campus restaurant at the museum. It even pays for a substitute teacher, if needed, to handle duties at the school while the full-time teacher is with students at the museum. Nikki Ciccatelli-Stewart is the Director of Education at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. She says the field trips for students will be much more than viewing art for art's sake.
There's a whole other level to coming with your school, if you will, whether you're the student or the teacher. When you come with your school, it's very focused. It's a different experience than when you come with your family. It's probably something that's built into a lesson your teacher has been doing with you in the classroom and supports it in some way. And it's very likely very focused. For the teacher, it's a very different experience as well. Having been a teacher myself, I remember very clearly all the details that go into planning a field trip that go far beyond the cost of admission to wherever I'm trying to go. And that's what we were thinking about when we began talking about the Walker Foundation's idea for a school visit program, which is what we are going to be able to offer. And what that does is it eliminates the stress of those details for the teacher. It helps them. Not only does the funding help them, but we will be there to help them with the planning, with managing the field trip, with making it connect with the classroom, with providing materials before their visit and ideas for how to extend the learning once they get back to their classroom. So we'll be there with you every step of the way to say, here's what you're doing and here's how we can help. And that's the part that I am the most excited about, having been a teacher in exactly the position that so many of us are in Northwest Arkansas, in the classroom. We want to use the resources we've got, but we just aren't sure that we can or that we know how. So this really makes that possible. This gift makes it possible to open this up on a whole new level.
Teachers can select from a tour that involves curriculum either in art, history, social studies, language, or sciences?
That's exactly right. So many people, I think, automatically think it's an art museum, so art classes will be able to come. But there's a lot more than just art classes that I think will find Crystal Bridges artworks and architecture and trails useful, and not only just useful, but components to learning. So here's my example. If I'm a history teacher and I am talking about colonial America with my students, I can bring my students to Crystal Bridges and stand in front of objects that were made during the time we're talking about. In some cases, by the people we may even be studying. That's very powerful. To look at what life was like through the art of its time can be a very powerful experience for students and for teachers. It's such a different time from what we live in, and there it is on the wall or on the pedestal waiting for you to see it. So a history teacher will find the history of America in front of them on the wall, and that becomes a terrific teaching tool. I remember when I was in school, I think if I had connected more history with what was in an art museum, I might have been more engaged because I'm a visual learner. Seeing the pictures and the paintings of these things we were studying, I think would have helped me. That's what we want to do. We want to connect with people who want that help and give them that opportunity to expand what they know and learn more.
It also involves a meal for every student that comes through, right?
That's right. So many students, when they come to school, they are having both breakfast and lunch in some cases at school. And many students, I think, are needing that meal as part of their daily intake of food. That may be the meal they can count on. We don't want to take that away from them just because they're coming here instead. Statewide, there's a great deal of help being given to students through free and reduced lunch programs. Crystal Bridges wants to honor that. So if you're coming with your classroom and you're going to be here over the lunch hour, we want to support that visit by making sure you have lunch here rather than feeling like you have to bring your food. We will include that in what we're doing because we know how important it is to keep everybody strong and healthy and growing.
Well, unlike you, I've never been a teacher, but I imagine if you have 40 young people that you're taking to the museum and You don't have to worry about lunch, them remembering, them bringing it, whatever.
That's right.
It's just one less thing you have to be concerned about.
Absolutely. The logistics of a field trip can be tricky between transportation, possibly needing a substitute teacher to cover you, the teacher, while you're gone with only part of your class, maybe. In elementary years, that's not as critical because it's likely that an entire elementary class will come. But when we're talking about middle, junior, and high school, that kind of schedule change that you have during the day, if one of your teachers is gone, someone has to take their place. So the logistics of transportation, buses, the driver, the gas that goes into that, as well as a substitute teacher, as well as the information, the lessons, and the curriculum that supports that visit, prepares the students for what they're going to do when they get here and kind of brings it all home once they're done. All of that, including, as you said, the lunch, is part of what a teacher has to do to make the visit possible. We want to help with as much of that as we can. And because of the Willard and Pat Walker School Visit Program, we're going to make it so much more accessible for a very large part of our community.
You know, our signal goes as south as Mena, as far west as Tahlequah, and up into Missouri. Is there a limit of a range of schools that can participate in this?
No, there isn't. We didn't want to say only Northwest Arkansas or only a particular school district. There's so many places that we want to reach, and we want students to come from as far away as they can in a day, experience what they want to experience at Crystal Bridges, and go back. So there is no demographic restriction. There is no restriction on the kinds of schools that can apply. It is open to everyone, public and private. It is open to all regions that can get here and back, and we really wanted to open it to everyone, so we gave very few restrictions on who can come.
Nikki Ciccatelli Stewart is the Director of Education at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. She discussed today's announced gift of $10 million from the Willard and Pat Walker Foundation to the museum, which will pay for school field trips. More information may be found at crystalbridges.org.